Or to both say good morning. We're picking up today. Today's daf is daf Gimel. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. So if you remember again, we left off Elamei Ato. 2, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines of the Gemara. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So the Gemara is focusing on the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah regarding the case, the first case in the Mishnah of Mavoi Shu Gavo Lamalo, Mei Esru. So remember, we have the case of the Mavoi, the alleyway, that's leading into the Shurabim, in order to permit carrying in the Mavoi. So we haven't seen all the details yet, which will emerge in the coming Dapim. But so far what we've seen is that in order to be able to carry in a Mavoi, you need what's called a Kora, or a Lehi. But right now we're going to focus on the Kora. You need a beam that goes across the top of the Mavoi, the top of the entrance, so you have the Mavoi, and that allows carrying in the Mavoi. Right now, the reason we're assuming that the Kora works is because it's a Heker. It's simply a reminder that the Mavoi is different than the Rosh Sarabim, and therefore it can carry inside. So Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon about the height of the Mavoi. So the Mishnah began by saying that if the height of the Kora is more than 20 Amos, you must diminish it. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to. Now, again, up until the last few minutes of yesterday's shiur, we assumed that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon was focused on the halachic definition of Pesach. That Rabbi Yehuda was learning it out from the definition of the Pesach of the Ulam, the antechamber, which was 40 amos tall. And the Rabbana were learning it out from the Pesach of the Heichal, the actual Kodesh, which was 20 amos tall. The last piece we ended up with yesterday is that maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is simply learning it. Rabbi Yehuda is learning it out from where? From just Heichal so castes of Lachim, monarchical estates, monarchical palaces, who have very high doorways, and therefore, which help with the Braisa, where the Braisa said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's 40 or 50 amos, it's totally okay. So the Gemara says the following. Elamei Ato. But using this logic, what we assume over here is the following. So now we've taken Rabbi Yehuda out of the Beis HaMikdash discussion, but we assume that the Rabbanon still learn out their particular sheet of 20 amos from the entranceway of the Heichal. So the Gemara says, Elamei Ato, if that's the case, Loti Hanavei Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't have. Remember again, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Halacha L'Maaseh, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, which is, remember, a top beam and two side beams, that would permit an entranceway even wider than 10 amos in the entranceway of the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that we're modeling it after the Beis HaMikdash, it shouldn't work. Why? So interestingly enough, because the entranceway of the Heichal had a Tzuras HaPesach, but yet it was only 10 amos wide. That would seem to indicate to us that what? That Halacha L'maaseh, Tzuras HaPesach still only allows for an entranceway of 10 amos. To which the Gemara says, Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah then say, Im yesh lo Tzuras HaPesach, afapi sharachav ne'esr amos, eino tzarech lemait? Then why does the Mishnah say that even if the entranceway of the Mavoi is wider than 10 amos, as long as there's a Tzuras HaPesach, you're okay? To which the Gemara says, Midi hu taima elo l'rav. To which the Gemara says, okay, it's a good kasha, but the question is only according to Rav. Why, Rav will say? Because remember, Rav is the one who has made the assumption that the entire Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is focused on the entranceways from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, El time of Rav, ha masni de Rabbi Yehuda lichia barav kamei de Rav, eino tzarech lamait. After all, Rabbi Yehuda taught Techia, the son of Rav, right in the presence of Rav, that in fact, if you have an entranceway to a Mavoi that is wider than 10 amos, but it has a Tzuras HaPesach, you need not diminish it. And Rav was the one who said, no, teach it differently, that you do have to diminish it to a size of 10 amos. Suppose the point over here the Gemara is making is, Rav is of this opinion that everyone is learning out their shiurim from the Beis HaMikdash, but that might not be the case. Elamei Ato, but if this is true, Lo tehani le amaltira. An amaltira should not work. So we'll say, what's an amaltira? So we'll define exactly what it is for now. For now, let's just go with a simple word called a projection. Right? Something that sticks out, or something that is on the kora, something that is on the beam, that would draw your attention to the beam, even if it is at a significant height. The hehechal amaltira havile, because after all, the hehechal, right, which was the kodesh, had an amaltura, had something on top of the doorway, va'afilu hachi esrim amahu digavoa, and even so, the entranceway of the Heichal was only 20 amos tall. Disnan, chamesh amalturos shalmila hayu al gabav, zu lemala mizu, Vizu lemala mizu. There were five amalteros made of mila. Mila is oak wood. One on top of the other. One on top of the other. In the heichal. So we'll say again, what it's saying over here is in the entranceway of the heichal, so there was a design. There was the doorway. And there was a design on top of the doorway that essentially was five pieces of oak wood embedded in the top of the doorway. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, if you're learning everything out from the Mishkan, or from the Beis HaMikdash, that halacha l'maisa, even if you have an amaltra. Now what the Gemara is asking is like this. We're going to see in a little bit that there's one opinion that holds that if you have some kind of design on the Korah that would be attention grabbing, you can have the Korah even higher than 20 amos. Why? Because it will draw people's attention to it. But the Gemara says, why is that true? After all, the amaltra in the Mishkan was still within the 20 amos of height. And if you're modeling it after the Mishkan, you should have to conform to these rules. To which the Gemara says, "V'hai ma'ati yuftu." What kind of question is this? Vilma ki tanya hahi the amalteros beulam tanya. Maybe this is talking about the amalteros of the ulam and not the amalteros of the heichal. So the Gemara says, "V'hai ma'kusha dilma tavnis heichal ki tavnis ulam." But maybe the construction of the heichal was like the construction of the ulam. Alama amar Rabbi Eloi amarav rechava dalid afa pisheena beria. So now the Gemara asks another question. We'll say all of this is going in the same, just so you follow the line of reasoning. All of this is trying to attack Rav's line of reasoning. That Rav, you are trying to link all of the Shi'urim to the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash. We're just going to bring you a number of examples that show that that indeed is not true. So Rav said, Rechava Dalit, if you have a Korah, you have this beam on top, that is four tefachim wide, Afa Pi She'ena Bria. Now, afapish in Hebrew literally means even though it's not strong enough to support half a brick. We're going to see, Rabosai, that the Korah has to be of certain size and of certain thickness in order to constitute a Korah. So let's say, again, the Korah is four tefachim wide, which is the requisite width, but it's not strong enough to support half a brick. V'imyeshta amaltira, but if it has an amaltira, remember, right now, we're just going to say amaltira right now, so it's going to draw your attention to it. Afilu gavo yosem esrim ama. Even if it's taller than 20 amos, you need not diminish the height. So I will say, again, what do you see from here? You see a contradiction. Because on one hand, Rav is saying that the din of the Pesach, the din of the entranceway, resembles that of the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the amaltura was within 20. Here we're saying that if the Korah has an amaltura, that's what? That it could be even higher than 20. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, amaltura masnisahi. So Rav Yosef says, this whole concept of the Amaltura, this is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. Now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Masnisin. I'm Rav Yosef. Ha Amaltura, the Isua Mishmei de Rav, lo Rav Amra, the Tikshi de Rav ad Rav, ela Masnisin. To which the Gemara says, it's not a Kasha. The reason you were bringing this up as a question is because you were attributing both of these statements to Rav. The statement about the Amaltura, about the projection, was not a statement of Rav, rather it's a Mishnah. So yes, we have a Mishnah that contradicts Rav, but Rav is not contradicting himself. So the Gemara says, Amaltura masnisihi, man katanila, who is the person who quotes this particular Mishnah? Amar Abaye, vaha chama berei duraba baravua katanila. It's Chama, the son of Rabba Baravua, who was the author of that Mishnah. Vitehevi amaltura masnisa, v'tzikshi l'rav. Aye, but if that's the case, Rabosai, then the Amaltura should be a Mishnah that poses a contradiction to Rav. Now, what does that mean? In Arabos, what we have over here is the following. Rav wants to suggest that the requisite Shi'urim for a Pesach, at least according to the Rabbanon, is learned out from the Mishnah, is learned out from the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, again, according to that, even if you have a Korah with an Amaltura, nevertheless, it still has to be within 20 amos. We now have a Mishnah that says that if it has an Amaltura, what? It could be even higher than 20 amos. So we'll say, again, the logic behind that would be because an Amaltura draws your attention to something. Remember, the whole reason we didn't want you to put a Korah higher than 20 amos is because the Lo Shalta Be'ina, person is not going to pay attention to it. If it has an Amaltura, then people will pay attention to it. So we have a contradiction to Rav. So Rav, what are you going to do with this Mishnah? Amar Lecha Rav, so what does Rav say? Dal Ana Mehacha. Get me out of here, right? Right now, Da'al al-Mach means, take me out of this discussion. Masnisa milo kashyan ahadadi. So Rav says like this, this is not an issue about me and the Mishnah. We have actually conflicting and contradictory Mishnahs. Because what that's right, we have one Mishnah that seems to indicate one way, that let's say again, even with the Amalter, it has to be within 20, and the second Mishnah indicates that with the Amalter, it can be above 20. Elamai Yislechol HaMeimar, Tanoihi. Rather, what do you have to say? You have to say, Tzemach Lokis Tanoim. Look at Rashi, right across actually. Tanoihi, Tana Dela El, V'svira Le Dirabonon Mehechal Gomri, V'amaltra Lo Mahanyo, V'hai Tana Da Amaltra Sover Lav Mehechal Gomri. So we'll say, Rav says, this is not about me. This is a fundamental machlokes tanoim about the source for the position of the Rabbanon. Do the Rabbanon learn out? Do the Rabbanon learn out the dimensions of Pesach from the Beis Hamikdash? In which case, again, the Korah must always be within 20 amos, even if it has an amaltera, or perhaps they learn it out from somewhere else. And therefore, what? If it has an amaltera, the Korah need not be within 20 amos of the ground. And that's a machlokis tanoim about whether I want to learn out their shita from. Tanoihi, ledidi nami tanoihi. And Rav says, I'm just weighing in on this machlokis tanoim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, below Rav, masnisa ahadadi lokashan. So Rav Yitzchak says, I'm sorry, Rav, you are the problem, because without you, the Mishnais would not be contradictory. Why? Below Rav, masnisa ahadadi lokashan the Rabbanon. Kora taimamai. Why do we have a Kora, boss? And remember, let's go back to our basic fundamentals. Remember, just to reorient, so everybody's on the same page. The Mabwe is an alleyway. We have homes opening up into a shared chatzar, common courtyard. We have common courtyards opening up into a shared alleyway. And a shared alleyway opening up into public domain, Rosh Sarabin. Midal Raisa, there should be no problem carrying in the Mabwe, because the Mabwe is still considered to be Rosh Hashayachid. The Rabbanan said you can't carry in the Mabwe unless you have something at the entranceway. Either a lechi, a side post, or a korah, a beam that goes across. We haven't dealt with a lechi right now. Right, it has to be a korah. So the Gemara says, why? Why do you need a korah? So the Gemara says, Taimamai mishum hekera. It's there to be a reminder. What's the reminder? Well, say, because in certain respects, remember, a mavoi does resemble a Rosh Sarabin. Right? Because think about it. Because a mavoi, you have a lot of traffic, depending on how many chaseros open up. You have a lot of traffic that goes into a mavoi. So Chazal were concerned that if we let you carry the mavoi, you come to carry the Rosh Sarabim also. So the whole point of the Korah is to remind you, to demarcate. This Rishus, the mavoi, is different than the Rosh Sarabim. The high diktani yesem epischo shohichal. Simna ba'alma. And when the Mishnah said before, like the height of the entranceway of the Heichal of the Beis Hamikdash, that was just a simon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the following: Mishum Hacker. Rashi says the lechzu inshi. People should see it. The leidu the takanta of it, and people should realize that there is a rabbinic takana over here. For the leisi lechlufe brishus rabbin. They should not confuse the mavi brishus rabbin. Or mishum hachi mahani amaltera, and therefore an amaltera should work. Because they will say, since again with an amaltera will draw people's attention to the Korah, then what? Mission accomplished. Because people will be able to go ahead and see the Korah. Aye, so why does the Mishnah bring up the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash? Look at the next Rashi. V'hadiktani, b'masnisin kamay sayesai pesho shal olam, lav digamer mehasam. It's not that we learn out the dimensions from the Beis HaMikdash. Ela, simna ba'alma nakit. Shal tachlev girsa de'esom torah l'malam ilamin o arboyim. So we'll say, listen to this. And therefore, the Mishnah said before that the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, you know what that was? That was just a memory device. That if you ever want to remember how tall you should really make, what's the maximum height for, not what the maximum height, what's the height for a Korah, you could think about the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash. Does that mean that that is the halachic height? No. That might be the preferred height, but in Achinami, if you had an amaltera on it, you had something out there to draw people's attention, even if it was taller, it would be okay, because people would realize that it's there. So we'll say the point over here that the Gemara is making is, on one hand, we're saying it's a machlokes tanoim. On the other hand, Rabbi Yitzchak, who said in reality it doesn't even have to be machlokes tanoim. It could very well be that without the position of Rav, we can reconcile the Mishnayis. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanicha Ilos Ilos Virulei Hadiraba. So according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, this makes sense if you don't hold to the position of Rabba. Eli Isvira Le Hadiraba. But what happens if you hold to the position of Rabba? Now, what did Rabba say? The Amar Rabba Ksiv Leman Yedu Dorosechem Kibasuko So Shafti. The Torah says that you have to realize for all generations that I took you out in Sukkos. So the Gemara says, Ad Esrim Amo Adam Yodeh Shadar Besukka. Until a height of 20 Amos, a person realizes that he is dwelling in a Sukkah. Lamala Me Esrim Amo Ein Adam Yodeh Mishum Delo Shalta Be'ena. So the Gemara says by Sukkah Rabosai that a Sukkah could be 20 Amos tall. Why? Because until 20 Amos, a person realizes that he's sitting in a Sukkah. What does that mean? That a person has a visual connection to the schach. Remember the sukkah, the ikar of the sukkah schach. Once you're taller than 20 amos, a person no longer has a visual connection to the schach. Ama gabe sukkah nami behekera pliki. So what do we see? By sukkah also there's a machlokes. So we'll say it seems to be the same exact machlokes, right? Does a person visually connect with something that is higher than 20 amos or not? Rabbi Huda says yes. The Rabbanan say no. If that's the case, the Gemara says, just by the way, if ligu betarti lamali, why do we have to argue on in both cases? Right? Rabbo say now it's the same principle by mavui and by sukkah. So right, does a person visually connect with something that is more than 20 amos tall? So that's a very simple question. Why do you have to quote both machloksim? Just quote one and I can learn out one from the other. To which the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Di'i ashmo inen gabi sukkah, because if what it just holds the machlokes by sukkah, baha ka'am Rabbi Huda, kevan dili yeshiva avida, shalta ba'ina. Because if it would have just said sukkah, I would have said in the case of sukkah, that's where Rabbi Huda is lenient. Why? Because since a sukkah is made for sitting, when a person is sitting, there is a greater chance for a visual connection. Ava mavui, dili hiluch avid, me'eba modul rabbanon. But for a mavoi, where a person's walking, a person's on the move, that's why maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Korah should be within 20 amos. Why? Because since there's constant movement, there's not really a visual connection. V'yashmo inan baha, and if we had just said the mavoi case, baha ka'amar Rabbanan. The Rabbanan saying the mavoi case is where you have to go ahead and have the Korah within 20 amos. Ava bahach, but in the case of the sukkah, Ema Modile the Rabbi Huda, maybe they would agree with Rabbi Huda. Therefore, Tzricha. So what's that? The Gemara in essence says that since the cases are really dissimilar, therefore, halacha lemaaseh need to have both cases, even though what? The principle machlokes is really the same in both cases. So now the Gemara goes back. Maya Maltura, by the way, what is this Amaltura that we spoke about before? What is this Amaltura? Rachama Breid Rabba Barabua Amar Kini. He says, interestingly enough, it was pictures of birds' nests. Pictures of birds' nests. Rashi says, Kini, kegon kine ovos, hayu bolten mitachas ha'ulam lemala mina pesach. So what's it? They had these type of engravings of birds' nests. This is what was at the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Amaltura. Rav Chama Breid, Rava Baravua Amar Kini, Amar Kini, ki as Rav Dini Amar Ma'arav, and Eretz Yisrael, they said, Paski da'arza. Paski da'arza means cedar poles. Poles of cedar wood that would protrude from the top of the entranceway. We'll say again, for our purposes, it doesn't really matter all that much. The point is, it's something that draws your attention even to something at a great elevation. Man da'ar paski da'arza, the one who said that it was cedar poles, kol shekin kini, would certainly agree that if it was the engraved bird's nest, of course that would draw your attention as well. Man da'ar kini, the one who says bird's nest, about paski da arzelo, would not necessarily say that the cedar poles would work, because the cedar poles aren't exactly very intention grabbing. Umanda amar paski da arza, my time, and according to the man who holds that the protrusions, that the amaltura, were these paski da arza, they're cedar poles. Why do the cedar poles work? Mishum de nafish mashche, because they're considerable in length, right? Because they go across for a great distance. Vahasuka, the nafish mashchei. Aye, but what about a sukkah where you have schach that goes all the way across the top of the sukkah? The kami rabbanon delo, and yet the rabbanon said that it still can't be above 20 amos. Ela kevan dekachoshiv is like kala. Rather, it must be that because the cedar poles are chashiv, therefore Islaikala literally means they're well known, and therefore people go out of their way to look for them. Okay, so I will say, the point is, we're still left with our machlokis between Rabbi Hud and the Rabbanon. Sorry. About the maximum height of the Korah. Okay? We're also still left with the fundamental machlokis as to where everyone learns their respective shita from. Are they learning it out from the Beis HaMikdash? If it's from the Beis HaMikdash, is it from the Ulam? Is it from the Heichal? Perhaps not from the Beis HaMikdash at all. So that machlokis is still here. Truth is, where they learn their respective shitos from is not so terribly concerning for us, because at the end of the day, what we're more concerned than the source of their shitos is what? Are the shitos themselves. So the fundamental machlokis still stands. We'll resolve it shortly. So the Gemara goes weiter. Miksas korah b'sochasrim. So also now another very interesting case. Let's say you have part of the korah within 20 and part of the korah above 20. Okay? So it's a thicker korah. Part of it is within 20 amos, part of it is above 20 amos. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, or miktsas schach besoch esrim, miktsas schach lamalam esrim. Same case. Part of the schach is within 20, part of the schach is above 20. Amar rabba b'mavoi kasher besoch apostel. Rabba says it works for a mavi, works for a korah, does not work for sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna v'mavoi dekasher." So why is he good in the mavoi? Da arminon kalush. Rabbi says kalush literally means thin it out, thin it out. Right. So we'll say that in a mavoi, essentially what we're going to say is view the upper part of the korah that's above 20 as if what? As if it's not there, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter as long as you have part of the korah within 20, you're good. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Sukkah namilei makalush. Why don't you say kalush by sukkah? Also thin out the schach and only look at the part of the schach that's within 20. But you can't do that because ikalashta havilei chamasa meruva mitzilasa. If you thin out the schach, what's going to happen? That means there's going to be less schach there, which would technically allow for more sunlight than shade. If the schach allows for more sunlight than shade, then what? Then the sukkah itself is possible. So the Gemara goes weiter. But if that's the case, ikalashta havilei korah niteles beruach. But you can make the same argument by korah. What happens if you thin out the korah? Remember, we're going to see that in order for a korah to be kosher, the korah must be able to remain stationary in what's called a ruach matsuya, a regular wind. If you're thinning out your korah, then what? The pashas can be carried away by wind, in which case it's not good. Ela al korachach naasa kishi pudin shalateches. Rather, you have to say that the korah is looked at like metal poles. Then I will say, what does that mean? What the Gemara is saying is, when we say kalush, what does it really mean? We're not saying remove the upper level. What we're saying is, just say that the upper level is really just an extension of what? Of the lower part that's kosher. So just consider it to be one cohesive unit, but again, we look at it as an extension of the part that's kosher. And therefore, again, in the case of the korah has the requisite mass, so too, hachanami akarchach nasa silasim rabbi chamasa. Therefore, by sukkah, you should say the same thing, that the schach on top of, like, that's the malamichach, is really just an extension of the schach that's the matamichach, and therefore it should be good. Amarava miparkazya, sukkah dilyochiti, lo mitkar. No, there's a different issue. Sukkah, which is made for an individual, a person will not be cognizant. Mavoi dil rabim mitkari ahadadi. So we'll say, what's the concern over here? Look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says, lo mitkar, vezimnin de mishtakel mitzas ovi aschach, hanichnas lo sochav, vekaim akul lamal mechav. So we'll say, the Gemara says there's another concern over here. The concern is that a sukkah, so we'll say, this whole kalush thing only works if what? Only works if there's schach that's within 20 amos. So the Gemara says that since sukkah is only made for the individual, what could happen? What happens if the schach that's besoch chaf within 20 dries out? And now let's say you only have kosher schach that's lemala mechaf. In this case, the sukkah would be possible. But we're concerned that because the sukkah is for the individual will not be cognizant. The mavui, since it's used by the rabbin, you have a whole group of people that are cognizant of what's going on, and should the part of the korah that's lemata mechaf erode, people will realize that, and will take the necessary measures to fix it. So the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, sukkah da'oraisa achmiru barabam. Mavui drabanon, lo achmiru barabanon. Or, so Ravina gives another answer, sukkah da'oraisa, and therefore chazal or more machmir, mavui strapar, chazal or is machmir. Ravada bar Masna, Masna lahashmaita de rabba ipcha. So Ravada bar Masna will say, taught it in the opposite fashion. Amar rabba, ben mavoi pasul, besukha kshira. In this version, Rabbah says it's flipped. And Rabbah says that in the Mavui it's possible. So if you have a Korah, part of which is within 20 and the rest is above, doesn't work for Mavui. But by Sukkah, if you have part of the Schach within 20 and part of it above 20, it would work. Naishna Sukkah Dikshera. Why is Sukkah different? Damiran Kalush. Because you say thin out the Schach and only look at the Schach that's below 20. The Mavui Nami Lema Kalush. Why don't we say the same thing by Mavui? Ikalash Tahavali Karnitas Baruach. You can't do it by Mavui. Why? Because if you thin out the Mavui, if you thin out the Korah, what's going to happen? It's going to be the type of Korah that can be carried away by a wind. If that's the case, by Schach, it'll turn out to be Schach that allows for more sun than shade. Rather, you have to say that just like the Schach works because we view the Schach L'mala Mechav as an extension of the Schach L'mata Mechav, so too you'll have to say the same thing by the Korah, and therefore it's like it's metal bar that's permanent. Omer Rav Miparkasio, Sukkah Dil Yochid Hi, Rami Anafshe, Umidgar. Mavui Dil Rabim Hi, Samchi Ahadadi Below Midgar. Rav Miparkasio says, no, Sukkah's different, you know why? Because since Sukkah's for the individual takes a chrayis for it. Since the individual takes a chrayis for it, if the schach within 20 becomes dried out, a person's going to fix that. The Mavui, which is for the Rabim, no one takes responsibility for that because everyone relies on someone else. So both say, listen to how profound this is. The Amri Inchi, because everyone says, Kadera de Beis Shutfi, when you have a pot that belongs to partners, Lo Chamima Velo Karira. It's never hot and it's never cold. What does Rav say? That this is so profound. When something becomes collective responsibility, what usually happens is everyone shirks their responsibility. Why? Because everyone assumes that someone else is going to get the job done. When something is my achrayis, I know that it's mine, no one else is going to do it for me, so I have to do it. In this version, which remember, is the opposite of the first version, we're actually less concerned with sukkah, because it's my sukkah, my achrayis, the mavir belongs to all of us. I see that the Korah Lamata Mechav is eroding a little bit. Then we'll take care of it, right? Someone else will deal with it. It's not going to be my particular problem. Ravina Amar Sukkah Daraisa Laboy Chizuk, Mavoy Drabanon Boy Chizuk. Ravina says Sukkah Daraisa doesn't require any extra rabbinic bolstering, but however, Korah, right, Mavoy, which is Drabanon, requires additional rabbinic bolstering. My Haviyala. Good. What's the bottom line? What is the bottom line? Salach Lamaisa, how do we pass it? Rabba Barav Ula Amar Ze Vize Pasol. Rabba Barav Ula says both are Pasol. Rava Amar Ze Vize Kasher. And Rava says both are Kasher. Now, also, I want to point out that is Halacha Lamaisa, how the Shulchan Aruch passes. That if you have schach, again, not a shaykh for mavui. Well, let's before I tell you, because why? Chalal sukkah tinan, chalal mavui tinan. Because what's another Gemara says something very important. When we speak about the fact that, let's say, a mavui has to be 20 amos, or maximum of 20 amos, or schach is maximum of 20 amos, that 20 amos refers to open space. To open space. Which means that what? As long as your schach or your korah is sitting right at the top of the 20 amos, that is going to be okay. So it could be that, you know, with the korah, the entire height is maybe 21 amos. Or with the schach, maybe it's 25 amos. But the idea is that the 20 amos shear is the chal, what they call the chal, the empty space. Look at Rashi. Chal al sukkah tenar, esrim amos shuskaru, bein mavar bein mesukkah, achalola kaim. Think about the empty space. So both say, halok lamai said that is how we paskin. That if you have schach, as long as part of it is within 20, even if the rest of it extends high above 20, the sukkah's kasher, same thing for mavoi. Amali Rav Papa the Rava. Rav Papa says to Rava, Tanya de Misaye Elocha, we have a brayser that supports you. Mavoi shuhu gavoa me'esrim amo, yoser mi pisho shel heichal imait. If you have a mavoi that is taller than 20 amos, higher than the entrance we have the heichal of the kodesh, you should make it, you should diminish it. The heichal gufo chalalo esrim, and the heichal itself had a height of 20 amos. Rabbi said, this is an incredible yisod. So now what we're saying is the shear of 20 amos is 20 amos of open space and then the Korah, or let's say the Schach, could sit right on top of that particular open space, and this in essence resembles the entranceway of the Heichal, which itself was 20 amos of open space.
Is this a limit of Machlokas about if a little is below the 20, a little above the 20 that we saw?
Essentially what it's saying is, if you say that there's 20, if you could allow for 20 amos of open space, of course if part of it extends into the 20, it's of course going to be okay. So Rasim Rav Ashi asked the question on Rav Papa. Ketzad Hayosa. So what would they do? Ketzad Hayosa. How would they construct this? So the Gemara says, Ketzad Hayosa, Maniach Korah, Misfas Esrim Ulamato. They would go ahead and place a Korah at the edge of the 20, and it would extend a little bit down into the 20 Amos. Ema Ulamalo. So also what's interesting about this is, that why does it have to extend into the 20? After all, we just said before that halach l'maisi, even if it sits on top of the 20, that's going to be okay. Ema ulamala. So say that it doesn't mean ulamata, it doesn't mean from these put it on top of the 20 and it extends downward. Rather, say you put it on top of the 20, even if it extends upward. The Gemara says, that's fine, but v'halamata katani. But the Braisa doesn't say that, right? The Braisa says that it extends downward and not upward. To which the Gemara says, and this is very interesting. Ha kamash malon dilemato kilemalo. The Braisa is coming to teach us that the sheer of maximum height, is the same as the sheer for minimum height. What does that mean? Malemalo chalola esrim, aflemato chalola asara. Just as with the maximum height, Rabosai, the maximum height is going to be 20 amos of open space, right? You can't have more than 20 amos of open space, which means you could have a full 20 amos of open space and the schach or the korah rest right on top of that, but you can't have any more than 20 amos of open space. So too, we didn't get to this yet, but we will shortly. There is a minimum shear. There is a minimum height for a korah as well. What's the minimum height? The minimum height is going to be 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim. Right, so we both say just like the maximum height is 20 amos open space, the minimum height is 10 tefachim of open space. Right, so meaning that's the minimum height for a korah. If your korah extends within those 10 tefachim, then that will not be a proper korah, proper mavui setup. Okay, and that's the lashon of lemata limala. Right, Amar Abaye Mishmei D'Rav Nachman. So we'll say now we're going to get into an interesting sugya. So Abaye says Nimrav Nachman, Amos Sukkah va'Amos Mavui. Ba'ama bas chamisha, bas chamisha. So we'll say, we're going to see now, there is a machlokes about the size of a particular ama. Is an ama 5 tefachim, or is an ama 6 tefachim? This is a machlokes. So what the Gemara now is going to say is, in different circumstances, we use different size amos. So Abai says in the name of Nachman, when it comes to the ama of a sukkah, right, measuring height of a sukkah, ama of a mavoi, measuring the height of a mavoi, oh, I shouldn't say height, I should just say measurements for a sukkah, measurements for a mavoi, we use an ama of 5 tefachim. Ama of 5 tefachim. Kilayim, however, when it comes to Kansas Rabbos, kilayim refers to forbidden mixtures, specifically the notion of planting other things, either grains or vegetables within a vineyard. Ba'ama bas shisha amos. We use an ama made up of 6 tefachim. Okay, so let's analyze this. Sa amos mavui ba amos bas chamisha. So what does it mean when we say that when measuring a mavui, we use an ama that's made up of 5 tefachim? Lamai hilchasa. What are the ramifications of this? So number one, the govho. Number one for the height, right? That in terms of calculating 20 amos of height, just understand we use an ama of 5 tefachim. Ula pirtsas mavui. And when it comes to a breach in the wall of the mavoi, we should look at Rashi, it's almost right across. The pier says, mavoi, the kaima lan bahai pirka, pirtas mavoi biyud amos pasas. So we will see that if there is a breach in the wall of a mavoi, more than 10 amos, that would go ahead and erode the standing of the mavoi. The ka'ama rav nachmin, the be'esra amos ketanos mifsel. Shabosa, again, the idea is over here, that when we measure 10 amos for a pirza, for a breach in the wall, which we'll explain what that means, we're using an ama made up of 5 tefachim. I, the high ika meshech mavui, ba'arba amos, dilekula. Now I will say, here's what's interesting. The assumption the Gemara is making is that the size of the ama we use in any respective situation is always used in order to result in the greatest stringency. Okay? So now the Gemara says that on one hand, using a five tefach amma, yields a stringency when you measure height, when you measure breeches, but there's one interesting place where it does create a leniency. And where is that? When you measure the area of a mavoi. We're going to see that a mavoi requires a certain area of dalet amas. Now, I will say, remember, the smaller the amma, the greater the leniency, right? Because otherwise, by making it a mavoi, that allows it to be an area that can be regulated, that you can carry in. So by using an amma that's only made up of five tefachim as opposed to six tefachim, that results in a kula. So the Gemara says, well, maybe not kiman do amar, the arba tefachim. This could be reflecting the view of, we'll see the one who says that the minimum area of a mavoi is not four amos, but rather it's four tefachim. The other possibility is the arba amos v'rov amos kamar. No, or what it means is that when we say that the amma used by a mavoi is an amma that is five tefachim, and even though that normally results in astringency, it results in astringency in most cases, but it might yield a leniency in one case. Fine. So the Gemara says, Amos Sukkah. So what are we doing when we deal with the measurements of the Sukkah? So Amos Sukkah, but Amos Bas Chamisha. So now when we measure the Amma of a Sukkah, we're going to use an Amma that's five tefachim. Lemay Hilchasa. So what are the ramifications of this? Ligov Ha. So number one, for height. Remember, a Sukkah could be 20 Amos. So how do we measure the Amma? We're using an Amma of five tefachim. And next, Ladofen Akuma. Suppose like Dofen Akuma is very interesting. So quickly, Dofen Akuma is a halacha l'moshe v'sina that says the following. Dofen Akuma literally means a bent wall. Let's say you have a sukkah that has the wall, that has the schach, and in between the wall of schach, there's like wall material. I'll tell you exactly where this happens. You'd be surprised. It happens more often than you think. Often when people use the side of their house as a wall of the sukkah, so you know a home often has like an overhang. I don't know what you call that. Overhang. Okay, an overhang. Right? You have an overhang. So what's interesting is, so what do you deal with? What do you do with that overhang? There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai called Dofen Akuma, bent wall, that says that you could have up to four amos. You could have up to four amos of bent wall. So between solid material between your schach and your wall, and a sukkah is still kosher. You wouldn't eat underneath that area, but it's still a kosher sukkah. That's called Dofen Akuma. The laws of the bed, up to four amos. Which is a pretty significant amount. Up to four amos of area. So the Gemara says, again, so when it comes to sukkah, we use a five tefach amma, a five tefach amma, and let's say again, so that works for height, v'dofen akuma, I v'hai ika meshech sukkah. But one second, doesn't this yield the leniency when calculating the minimum area of a sukkah? After all, again, minimum area of a sukkah is four amos, and if you're only using a five tefach amma, it's all you need is a smaller area, to which the Gemara says, Tisanya Rebbe Omer, So again, using the five tefach amma, again, you understand, the smaller the area of the sukkah, that's considered a leniency. Because they're saying you can get away with a smaller area to be yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah, to construct a valid sukkah. So by using a five tefach amma, instead of a six tefach amma, are you not creating a leniency for the area of the sukkah? Desanya, Rebbe Omer, kol sukkah she'ein ba dalet amos a dalet amos psula. Rebbe's of the opinion that you need dalet amos by dalet amos to have a valid sukkah, to which the Gemara says kirabonon. Or maybe the bride reflects over the rabbanon. The Omri, afilu eina mechazakes eda rosho verubo v'shulchano. So maybe the bride reflects over the rabbanon. It's how we pass it. That a sukkah does not need to be dalet by dalet. Right? What does a sukkah need to be? A sukkah just has to be big enough to be able to hold your table and most of your body. Which in fact, again, according to halacha, is actually 7 tefachim. Right? 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is a much smaller shear. V'bayseima, li'olam rebihi. Or maybe it is Rebbe. V'rov amos ka'amar. And when Rebbe says, halacha l'maisa, that these measurements result in a chumrah, it means it results in a chumrah in most cases, but there'll be cases where it goes l'kula as well. Fine. So I'll say that concludes the first part of the discussion. That when it comes to sukkah and mavui, we use an amma that is made up of five tefachim. Fine. Now, let's call it 3.5 inches. Right. Again, there's a lot of machlokes. We'll get into it. Not a lot of space. Right. We're gonna get into the exact. Because again, we'll see. The truth is, with a tefach is a machlokes, an amma is a machlokes. This is the beginning of this sugya. We're going to get into all of these measurements. Sa'amas kilayim, the amma bas shisha, l'may helpasa. Shabbosai, now what we said before, when it comes to an amma of kilayim, Shabbosai, remember, kilayim takes us to our vineyard. And in our vineyard, we're going to see that halacha l'maysa, there are restrictions on what you can plant within proximity to the vines themselves. So now the Gemara, so when it comes to a vineyard, we use an amma that is 6 tefachim. Lamai hilchasa. So the Gemara says, so what is the ramification of this? So the Gemara says, likarachas hakerem v'limchol hakerem. So also you'll see karachas hakerem means a clearing. And we'll say karachas is going to refer to a specific case where, let's say, I want to be able to plant something else in my vineyard. So let's say I have a vineyard and I want to plant grain there also. If I create a clearing of a certain size, then what? I could plant grain there. Why? Because halacha l'maaseh, that clearing will have a status of a field. Once it has the status of a field, then it's considered to be its own separate entity, and there would be no problem going in and planting something else there. Or, l'mchol ha-kerem refers to what we'll see is the perimeter of the kerem. This none, we'll just do this quickly, then we'll stop soon. Karachas ha-kerem, when it comes to a clearing of the kerem, of the vineyard, be'shamay omrim esrim v'arba amos. Beis Shammai says, in order to be called the clearing, it has to have the size of 24 amos. The clearing itself has to have 24 amos. So we will see that according to what that means, you have to realize is 24 never means a full 24. Why? Because 4 amos on each side are going to go ahead and be set aside for you're not going to plant those areas. Those are the areas where you're going to be able to walk around and be able to work the field. So Beis Shammai says that the definition of a clearing, which would constitute a separate field within a vineyard, in which you'd be able to plant things other than vines, has to be at least 24 amos. Ubeisom Yisrael says, Sheshes ve'amos, only has to be 16. Umachol ha-kerem, aye, and what about the perimeter? Beis Shammai om Sheshes ve'amos, Ubeisilo om Shtemes ve'amos. Beis Shammai says 16, Beis Yisrael says 12. Ezo hi karachas ha-kerem, what is considered to be a clearing in the vineyard? Kerem shecharev and se'iso. Considered to be a vineyard in which, in the middle of it, the vines were removed. Ein sham sheshes rei amos. If there's not at least 16 amos of open space, lo yavi zer l'sham. You may not bring other seed there. Hayo sham sheshes rei amos. If there are 16 amos there, no sin like the avodaso. You leave enough space, a perimeter space, to be able to work. Vizareas amos amosar, and you can plant everything else. Ve'ezuhu machol hakerem. It was considered to be a perimeter to the vineyard. Ben kerem l'gader. This is talking about the area between the vineyard and the wall. Ein sham shtei mesrei amos. There is not at least 12 amos. Lo yavi zer l'sham. You cannot bring other seeds there. Hayo sham shtei mesrei amos. There is at least 12 amos. No sin lo kedei avodah. So you leave off enough area to be able to work, which is 4 amos. Vizarei es hashar, and you can go ahead and plant there. V'ha ikar etzufim. All right, well, so, you know, we'll have to stop over here for today. So I'll say again, the reason we're not going to spend too much time just on the details over here of the kerem is because this is not really our primary. So we're not really worried about the details of the kerem right now. The point why I brought this up is just to highlight this idea that halacha l'maisa, different size amos are used in different contexts. So for the kerem, we're going to be using the 6 tefach amma, and Amir Hashem for the sukkah and for the mavui, we're going to be using a 5 tefach amma. So we'll pick up with the kerem discussion tomorrow.